Welcome to today's podcast. With us today, we have Shelley Bloom, Director of Legislative Awareness and Training. And today's topic will be Employer Responsibility Reporting Update for 1095 and 1094. However, before we begin, I would like to review the following with you. This podcast is designed to highlight various employee benefit matters of general interest to our listeners. It is not intended to interpret laws or regulations or to address specific client situations. You should not act or rely on any information contained herein without seeking the advice of an attorney or tax professional. So, Shelley, my first question. We are talking about employer shared responsibility. Can you remind me who this would apply to?
Yes, it's a big, long title, and it's something that was a part of the original Affordable Care Act. And basically, the employer shared responsibility applies to any employer that has 50 or more full-time and full-time equivalent employees. It requires that employer to offer coverage to all of their full-time employees, and if they don't offer coverage to those employees, they are subject to a penalty. That's commonly known as the A penalty. And if they offer coverage and it's affordable to most, but to a few it is not affordable to, then they could be subject to a B penalty. The A penalty began at $2,000, the B penalty began at $3,000, and they've gone up with a rate of inflation. So the IRS requires an employer to report on the employees that are full-time and offered coverage and whether or not it's affordable. And in the title of this, we talked about the 1095 and the 1094. The 1095 form is the form that the employer completes and gives to the employees by January 31st of every year, although that date has been pushed forward because it was the first and the second year that this is done. 1095s are given to employees first, and then the employer follows up by filing the 1094, and that is the reporting of all the full-time employees they have month by month and a lot of extra information. So a lot included in this, but it's all for those employers that have 50 or more full-time and full-time equivalent employees, and it would also apply to employers that are a part of a control group. So if I have sister companies and all of us are small, but collectively we add up to 50 and we're all owned by one person or one group of people, then this would apply to us as well.
Now, Shelley, my next question is in three parts. So when did the employers begin to file these returns? Are these the 1095C forms? And what has the IRS done with all these forms?
The employers had to file these forms in early 2016 for the 2015 filing year. So the IRS is looking for an employer to report on calendar year 2015, and they filed the forms in the first and the second quarter of 2016. They did allow some leeway with the dates because that was the first year that employers were required to do these forms. Also, for 2016, the employer had to report on that calendar year, and those reports were due in early 2017. Now, all of those reports were due in the first quarter of 2017, so they figured after employers got through the first wave of reporting in 2015, they were a little more familiar. There wasn't too much that had changed from the IRS perspective, so they tightened up the reporting. So everybody had to do these in the 2017 year. Are these the 1095C forms? Yes. As I just said, these are the forms that the employer gives to the employee, the 1095C forms. There are also other forms of the 1095C. You can get a 1095A if you have individual insurance through the marketplace or exchange, and you may also get that if you have individual coverage through a particular carrier. We also have the 1095B forms, and those forms would come from a small employer that offers self-funded insurance, or also, the 1095B forms are completed by an insurance carrier for every person that they provide insurance to. So if I'm an employer with 75 lives insured at a particular carrier, then that carrier would be sending out those 1095B forms to my employees. I would have to send the 1095C form out to show that that coverage I offered is affordable. So it does get a little complicated with the C's, the B's, and the A's. We're focusing here on those 1095Cs. And then your last part of the question, what has the IRS done with all these forms? Well, they've done a lot of things, but there's still a lot to come. Because you think about the 1095C forms that were filed in early 2016 for the 2015 year, and we haven't heard too much from the IRS about this. So most of the employers were required to file. By paper, they got over 4.5 million 1095C forms for the 2015 year, and they got over 65,000 1094C forms. So that's a lot of forms. All of these paper forms needed to be scanned in by the IRS, and they realized that they're scanning part of this whole system that they had set up. This system is the ACA compliance validation system. And of course, you know, you do testing and you do testing groups and you make it all look really simple. But when you actually start to get the data in, you realize that your software doesn't read things as good as you want and you're not getting the reporting you want. So all of these paper forms that came in, they really a lot of them haven't been scanned yet because there's a lot of things that the IRS needs to fix in this ACA compliance validation system. Added to that, for the 2015 year, they got 110 million 1095Cs, they got 440,000 1094Cs, and some of those have already been processed because they came in through an electronic system called the AIR system. If you are an employer that gives out 250 or more 1095Cs, you are required to do the AIR system type of reporting. So IRS is still working through a lot of these issues. Some of them they expected to fix in March. They just gave a lengthy report in April saying that they haven't fixed these problems yet. They're hoping to fix a lot of them in May or June and to get more of this validation going so that they can actually look at the data they get. Now you know from the insurance carriers and from the employers and meld it together and then attempt to determine if an employer is at fault and what the penalty might be.
Now, have the employers received any penalties yet by the IRS?
No, they have not. And again, it's because of all of this reporting problems that have gone on. Anybody that did their reporting via the AIR system, one of the big problems that came out was the TIN corrections, and an employer would get a notice saying that there are TIN. Now, a TIN is a taxpayer identification number, and on the 1095C form, there may be the number of the Social Security number or the taxpayer ID number of an employee. It could be also of a spouse or dependents. And the IRS system did not tell the employer which TIN was a problem. So imagine sending in 127 1095C forms plus the 1094 form and then getting this notice back that there was a problem with a TIN but not saying what it was. So the IRS quickly realized that as a problem and they attempted to fix that for the 2016 year filing. Whether that's actually happened or not, you know, we're not sure, but they are getting lots of forms. They said over 340 million forms that were filed under the AIR system for the 2015 year. So a lot of forms that came in that way, most from the insurance carrier, a lot from the employers, but it's a lot of data to weed through. And so as a result, there have been some letters that some employers may have received from the IRS, but there are no penalties that have been sent out to any employer yet from the IRS.
So, Shelley, My last question, what should employers expect in the days, weeks, months to come?
Well, I think that's an important question, and I know that with the House recently passing the America's Healthcare Act, it's now in the Senate's hands, and we're wondering what the Senate is going to do with things. But I think one thing that was very clear in that AHCA is that even though the bill says let's zero out the penalties for the employer mandate or this employer shared responsibility, they still were saying that they want the employers to do this 1095 and 1094 reporting. So I think looking forward that employers, at least for the 2017 year, should expect that they are going to have to do the 1095 and 1094 reporting for the 2017 calendar year. And it's amazing that we're already in the middle of May and moving forward. So if employers haven't made arrangements with the service yet or some way to do this, they definitely should get that done. The IRS is still facing some problems of their own with some reporting, some of the vendors that they're using. And so they are fixing some of their issues, which we hope they will get done soon. But I think I'll leave you with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, is still the law of the land, and all of the pieces that came with that 7 years ago when it was passed are still in effect today until a new law is passed. So employers that have 50 or more full-time and full-time equivalent employees must continue to do this 1095C and 1094C reporting for the 2017 year.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Shelley, and we hope you found this podcast helpful and informative. If you have any questions, then please contact your account managers or salesperson. Thank you.